The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Friday, October 30th. What to know today about record voter turnout as Election Day nears. Yet another record of new daily COVID-19 cases around the country. And new data showing record economic growth, but will it last? Plus, what Apple is launching today, why Netflix is raising its prices, the CDC's advice for Halloween trick-or-treating, and your daylight saving time reminder. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We are just 4 days away now from Election Day on Tuesday, November 3rd. And there are more record-breaking early voting numbers to tell you about. The U.S. Elections Project says more than 82 million Americans have already cast ballots in the presidential election. And that sets the stage for possibly seeing the highest voter turnout in more than a century. Early voting numbers have already surpassed early voting in 2016. Of course, many more people voted by mail this year because of the pandemic. But now, Reuters cites experts who predict total voter turnout will easily go beyond the 138 million Americans who voted 4 years ago. And those record numbers are seen at the state level as well. Texas, for example, is on track to see more people vote in this election by today than the total voter turnout for the state in 2016's election. Hawaii became the first state where mail-in ballots have already surpassed all of 2016's votes. Of course, the two main presidential candidates are still making their closing arguments and fighting for any remaining votes, especially in swing states like Florida. Both President Trump and his Democratic rival Joe Biden appeared in Florida yesterday, just hours apart. It's pretty much neck and neck there right now. The newest polls show Biden has just a narrow lead over Trump. Both of them are set to hold events in Minnesota today. The U.S. is on track to hit another unfortunate milestone today, surpassing 9 million confirmed COVID-19 cases. And the U.S. just set another record for new daily cases, topping more than 89,000 new reported cases yesterday alone. And that breaks the record set a week ago. And hospitalizations continue to rise as well. USA Today reports Wisconsin could run out of ICU beds and nurses to staff them in as little as 2 weeks. Idaho's governor imposed new restrictions on businesses and gatherings as he says hospitals there are filling up or are already full. In El Paso, Texas, officials have already asked people to stay home for 2 weeks because of overwhelmed hospitals. In fact, a judge in El Paso ordered a 2-week shutdown of non-essential businesses, though the state's attorney general is now challenging the court's decision, saying the judge doesn't have that authority. In Los Angeles, the country's second largest public school system says it probably will not be bringing students back into classrooms until at least January. And also in California, a reported case of a healthcare worker who is recovering from both COVID-19 and the flu at the same time. It's not clear if this is the first case of co-infection in the U.S. or not, but experts don't think it'll be the last since flu season has just arrived. Health officials are reminding people to get their flu shots in addition to all the other things you've already heard during this pandemic, like wear a mask, wash your hands, and stay physically distanced whenever possible. This is one bright spot, though, to report. The New York Times cites studies showing COVID-19 survival rates have improved thanks to medical advances and less crowded hospitals. But it's not clear yet if the latest surge in cases and hospitals overwhelmed will reverse those gains. A good sign for the U.S. economy? It grew at its fastest pace ever in the third quarter. That's the July to September timeframe. The Commerce Department says the GDP, or the value of all goods and services produced, grew by more than 33%. Now that said, the record growth is not yet enough to get the economy back to where it was before the pandemic hit. Some economists point to the stimulus programs for helping the recent recovery, but they say those programs are now expired or expiring. And with talks not really going anywhere anytime soon for another economic relief bill and the latest surge of COVID cases that we're seeing, well, experts worry the growth is slowing and the economy will be weakening once again. Three people died in a knife attack at a church in Nice, France, yesterday. Authorities are calling it an act of terrorism and more than doubling the number of soldiers deployed to protect against these types of attacks. The country is now on its highest terrorism threat level. There have been other recent attacks and tensions in France recently linked to caricatures of the Muslim prophet Muhammad that were published by a satirical French magazine. Well, back in the U.S., we have a quick update about the aftermath of Hurricane Zeta. It turns out more than 2 million homes and buildings were left without power. And now the AP reports the storm's death toll is up to at least 6 people across Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. Many homes and businesses have significant damage, so cleanup continues today. And crews are working to restore power, though they say it could be days before everyone gets back electricity. Remember, the hurricane made landfall in Louisiana as a Category 2 storm on Wednesday. It was downgraded to a tropical depression as it brought heavy rain and high winds to North Carolina and Virginia yesterday before heading offshore. 2020 holds the record for the most named storms to make landfall in the U.S. in a single hurricane season. Walmart says it's removed all guns and ammunition from the sales floors of its U.S. stores. And the reason? America's largest retailer says it wants to prevent firearms from being stolen if stores are broken into during any incidents of civil unrest. Walmart points to what it calls isolated incidents around the U.S., including recent protests around the country after police shootings of black men. To be clear, Walmart will still be selling these items where they're already available. They just won't be in plain sight. All right, we have more news still ahead, but first let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor. If you want to eat healthy snacks but worry they won't fill you up or satisfy your cravings, or you just don't have time to make an elaborate healthy snack, then listen up. You are going to love Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars. They taste amazing, and they have close to no sugar, and they do not use any sugar alcohols. In fact, they are keto-friendly, gluten-free, plant-based, non-GMO, with no soy or artificial colors. And yet, they taste delicious with the perfect balance of sweet and salty. When I need something quick in the middle of the workday, but still want it to be satisfying, I love that I now have Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars handy, with tasty flavors like peanut butter dark chocolate. That's one of my favorites. So try it for yourself and you will see. We have a special deal for our listeners. Get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering our code NEWSWORTHY at checkout. To get started, go to monkpack.com. That's M-U-N-K-P-A-C-K, monkpack.com, and select any product, enter the code NEWSWORTHY, and save 20% off your purchase. Now, back to the news. Facebook says it's seeing a decline in users in both the U.S. and Canada. The number of people logging on each day is down by about 2 million compared to earlier this year. So what's behind this? Well, the company says it saw a huge surge in users at the start of the coronavirus lockdowns, but now things are starting to taper off. And the company expects this trend to continue through the end of the year. That said, this drop-off did not seem to affect the company's revenue, which is up 22% from last year. As for other tech giants who reported their earnings, they're also reporting increases in revenue. Amazon, for example, saw record profit and revenue with a nearly 40% jump in sales compared to the same time last year, and they hired 50% more staff. Speaking of tech, Apple One is launching today. Remember, that's Apple's new subscription service that bundles things together like Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, Apple Arcade, and more. People can choose from 3 different subscriptions that range in price from $15 a month to $30. Apple told Bloomberg it will also be coming out with a new workout subscription later this year called Apple Fitness. Heads up, Netflix is raising its prices. The streaming platform's standard plan is going up by $1, so now it'll cost $14 a month. Its premium plan is going up by $2, so it'll be $18 a month. The basic plan, though, will be staying the same at $9. This is Netflix's first price hike in the U.S. since January of last year. The price increase comes as Netflix looks to spend even more money on content and variety. Subscribers will start seeing the new rate over the next few weeks. Scientists have discovered a new so-called rogue planet in our galaxy. That means it's not orbiting any star. Instead, it's just free-floating through space. They say this new rogue planet could be the smallest one they've ever detected. It's estimated to be between the size of Earth and Mars. The findings still need to be confirmed, but scientists say they're pretty excited about this. Rogue planets are notoriously hard to detect. But NASA wants to track down more of them, so it's working on a telescope to observe them. Researchers say rogue planets can help us learn about how planets are formed. Well, happy Halloween tomorrow. Of course, you can expect this year to have a little bit of a different vibe because of the pandemic. The CDC says it does not recommend things like traditional trick-or-treating, haunted houses, or indoor parties. They're too high risk for spreading the virus. But the CDC does say there are some safer ways to celebrate. For example, you can put out individual goodie bags for trick-or-treaters to grab and go. Just put them on display at the end of your driveway or yard so everyone can keep their distance. The CDC also says outdoor costume parties are safer than indoor ones. That's as long as they're super small and socially distanced. And health experts say costume masks are no substitute for protective face masks, but also you don't want to wear them together because it could make it harder to breathe. So instead, consider a Halloween-themed cloth mask. If you do get outside to celebrate safely, you also might want to look up. You may see the full moon. This will be the first time in 76 years that a full moon will be visible on Halloween night across all time zones. It's considered a blue moon as well, meaning it'll be the second full moon in this month of October. One more quick reminder about this weekend in case you missed it in yesterday's show. Daylight saving time ends early Sunday morning, and that means clocks will fall back 1 hour. So you'll get an extra hour of sleep after Halloween night, though it also means it'll now get darker earlier in the evening. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, today's Feel Good Friday is brought to you by Native. I believe reading labels is key. I do it with everything in order to make informed decisions from the food I buy to the personal care products I use. And that's part of why I love my deodorant from Native. Native never uses ingredients like aluminum, parabens, sulfates, or talc. And switching to an aluminum-free deodorant does not mean you have to sacrifice on smelling and feeling fresh. In fact, I love smelling like Native's fantastic scents. My favorite for a long time was coconut and vanilla. Then over the summer, I was really into lavender and rose. And since that's almost out, I'm excited to try a new one. Native is always offering new options and limited edition seasonal scents. For example, those include coconut milk and turmeric and blood orange and clove. So do what I did and make the switch to Native today by going to nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use the code newsworthy at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/newsworthy and use the code newsworthy at checkout for 20% off your first order. All right, now back to today's Feel Good Friday. And today we're talking about how thousands of people have come together to help save one of New York's oldest bookstores. We're talking about Strand Bookstore, which is 93 years old. The owner took to social media last week to ask for help. She said the pandemic was crushing her business. Sales had slumped 70% since last year, and the company's cash reserves were running low. So the owner called on people to do some early holiday shopping to help save the store. Well, it didn't take long for customers to jump into action. The Washington Post reports within one weekend, the bookstore was flooded with 25,000 online orders. In fact, the rush to buy books caused the store's website to crash. One woman from the Bronx bought 197 books, while others asked the bookstore to design their home libraries. The bookstore made more than $170,000 that one weekend. She now has high hopes the store will be able to survive through the end of the year. All right, thank you for listening today. We'll be back with our special edition Saturday episode tomorrow about conspiracy theories, and then another news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great day.